reverse engineering the pineal gland. Project Looking Glass was a program that allegedly involved our ancient ancestors reverse engineering the pineal gland and developing it into a working technology on a larger scale. The idea was to stand in front of this massive machine that acts as a psychic amplifier, projecting your thoughts into a giant yellowish bubble with a fisheye lens distortion around the edges. This would allow you to detect potential future events before they arrive, but there are always various probabilities and timelines of what may happen. I have spoken to a variety of insiders who claim to have worked in classified research projects, and Project Looking Glass is one of the most common things you hear them talk about. Robert Lucien Howe claimed to have gained access to classified documents in his government work for the UK and gave a description of this device, which you can read online. I do not agree with everything he says in his written posts, but some of his words do fit in very nicely with what others have told me. In order to understand what he is telling us, it is important to mention that the insiders apparently call our energetic duplicate the transient body, and our access to the source field is called transience. In other posts, Howe said the pineal gland was called a transiator within these programs. People all have a transiator sensor that tries to make our future better and looks for things that threaten us and warns us. It is what we use to protect ourselves from entropy so we can live much longer. A human with no transiator at all might only live 5 or 10 years. Sadly, most of this is in the past because human transiators can never have more than about 5 to 10 watts and often only milliwatts, while some machines have achieved tens of kilowatts. We can still win here sometimes because 5 milliwatts can win against 5 kilowatts because of the complex rules that transience follows. The machine is actually a time accelerator. It works by creating a change of momentum or energy of matter inside a Schrödinger box. The box is actually very simple to make. Its heart is a very strong EM shield. It is electrically shielded. Inside is a special box full of warm water at body temperature 35 degrees Celsius. It is non-conducting and non-metallic and should have a magnetic field of or near zero. Finally, it should have little or no sound vibration, and the machine must generally not move in any way. Extraneous pulsations of any kind will tend to stop the machine working. The shape of the machine decides what it does in the same way that shape decides the function of ordinary machines. The heart of the machine, though, is that it must survive into the future. If someone breaks it in the future, it will stop working now. They also work better the older they are, though this was apparently omitted from the CIA's version. What Howe is calling a box has usually been described to me as a barrel shaped like the pineal gland that is filled with water. This barrel is apparently surrounded by 3 rings that rotate around the barrel and create the electromagnetic shielding effect. As various insiders described this to me in private conversations and even produced illustrations of approximately what it looked like, I was quite surprised to realize that the movie Contact featured a very similar set of rotating rings. Carl Sagan may well have been tipped off about Looking Glass, but he never told Jim Hart there was any truth to the story. According to these various testimonies, once the shielding is fully activated, the water inside the barrel creates a direct gateway into time-space. One form of this technology is Looking Glass, as we've been describing it, where you only get to look at these locations from afar. Another version of this technology is codenamed the Ark, and this forms an actual Stargate you can physically travel through and use to teleport from one space and time to another. Again, the whole secret to this technology is the shielded electrified barrel of water in the center. It is fascinating to consider that the pineal gland may be able to create a Stargate that is powerful enough to teleport the human body through space and time, if it becomes large enough for the entire body to fit through. As Howe goes on explaining this, he discusses many physics concepts that sound very similar to what we've been talking about in this book. Apparently, the light speed frequency in an atom is called the crescendo point. Ordinary matter is apparently referred to here as tardon matter, as it exists in a state where it is actively retarded from going over light speed. The insider's theory also states that matter is in a quantum superposition where it keeps popping over the light speed boundary or crescendo point. Once it crosses that point, Howe refers to it as being in the superlight part of its superposition. Such machines can be very dangerous because they can emit enormous quantities of radiation and energy without warning. This is because the space inside the machine can reach 90% of crescendo. Crescendo theory says that all tardon matter is trying to spontaneously jump to light speed in a special kind of superposition. Matter is at crescendo when it has enough energy to reach light speed, and the superlight part of its superposition has lower or equal energy than its tardon state. There are two routes for matter to reach crescendo: zero energy or total energy. The zero energy state works by touching energy that is already moving at the speed of light. One of the most difficult parts of crescendo theory to grasp is that matter can be transient at the speed of light while not moving. This is not a contradiction, because crescendo matter can deform space completely on the atomic scale. The theory is part of a greater theory called common atom that gives space a finite strength against bending. On small scales, space is smaller, and so has less energy. At atomic scales, it becomes deformed completely. Each atom is a tiny, massed singularity with its own independent internal time-space. An atom's universe only lives for a few seconds, but this doesn't matter because its time is static compared to ours, thanks to space-time curvature. The same theory allows photons to coexist as real particles and waves, and greatly simplifies quantum mechanics and relativity by allowing all the different theories to coexist together. The graviton particle turns out to be physical matter itself. If you can decode the above, you have the bare bones of about 80 to 90% of all the military censorship ever done to physics. The graviton particle turns out to be physical matter itself. Photons coexist as real particles and waves. Space can be bent and curl in on itself to form an atom, and the interior of an atom is moving at a much different time rate than the area outside of it. When you accelerate atoms past light speed, you reach crescendo, and they pop into a parallel reality. All of these concepts should sound very familiar by now, even though the wording may be a little different. The implications are stunning, because it means that the pineal gland may very well function as a literal Stargate once it is fully activated, based on these same principles. And as this Stargate widens to the size of our entire body, we appear to be glowing with light. This may well be why the ancients created so many different myths, symbols, and metaphors to get us investigating this subject. Each of us already has this pineal gland technology installed in our own bodies, and the ancient gods who visited many different cultures worldwide seemed very keen on teaching us how to switch it on and help create the Golden Age. Though certain negative groups have co-opted these concepts, the vast majority of spiritual traditions emphasize that the nature of the universe is love, and our research into the source field provides strong evidence that this is true. ET contact in modern-day India. The India Daily website has a section called Technology, and well over 50% of the articles in this section appear to be leaked from divisions of the Indian government itself. There appears to be a very strong effort toward disclosure being made in these reports, unlike anything else I've ever seen in the world. Naturally, since most of the writers are anonymous, and at this point they cannot prove their sources, most people could easily dismiss them. However, the level of technical detail in these articles and how well it ties in with what we've been discussing in this book is nothing short of astonishing. One article from April 29, 2006, revealed that India was originally contacted by extraterrestrials after conducting its first nuclear test in the early 1970s, and the ETs showed up again when India performed new tests on May 11th and 13th, 1998. India's version of NASA is the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO. In 2008, India Daily revealed that ISRO chairman G. Madhavan Nair is in charge of the very secret mission of keeping ISRO UFO files secret, coordinated by the secretly driven UN efforts. The article goes on to say that UN officials are very concerned that India may not keep these secrets much longer. Some areas within the ISRO are kept classified, but according to India Daily, not everyone is staying quiet. One scientist who works inside this closed area said India is just starting to receive reverse-engineered technologies from extraterrestrial UFOs controlled by UN Security Council efforts. In exchange, India must keep quiet about what it has learnt about UFOs through its space missions. The article goes on to say that the BJP party is known for making decisions that surprise the UN, and disclosure may be another example. Against all odds and threatening from the United States and other countries, the BJP-led Indian government went ahead with the tests of multiple nuclear bombs. This time, it will reveal how the world was kept in secret about the UFOs for the last 100 years through a well-organized international forum of secrecy. But there is one catch. India will forfeit its chance to become the sixth member of the UN Security Council, UNSC, if it goes ahead with telling the truth about UFOs. BJP most likely will reveal the truth and then fight for India's spot in the UNSC. In 2004, India Daily announced that defense research scientists and engineers in Pune, the top city for this work in India, have been told they cannot tell the world what they know from these classified projects until 2012. If you carefully keep your ears on these whispers, you will realize India has tested something no one wants to talk about. It is a breakthrough in conventional physics and traditional mechanical and aeronautical engineering. If the whispers are right, India may be changing the world forever. But why the magic year 2012? Why does everything have to be kept secret till then? India has already entered the space race, and in 2008, India Daily reported that they are already aware of ET bases on the moon. India may surprise the world. The surprise may come any time. The country must reveal the existence of the underground infrastructure of UFO bases. A report from July 4, 2005, revealed what these alleged extraterrestrials have apparently been telling the Indian government and military, and by now, it should sound very familiar. Once we are in one of the parallel universes, we can view time and space the same way we can differentiate length, height, and width. The time travelers from future human and alien civilizations visit us using UFOs through the network of wormholes. Traveling through the wormholes is fascinating. One can plan and program time and space separately. Then, you apply the entry and exit points of the wormhole to match the time and space reference points. One has to perform the time and space reference point calculations using higher dimensions in a parallel universe. Adjusting the entry and exit points of the wormholes can be comparatively easy once performed from a higher dimension in a parallel universe. It can be an extremely difficult numerical analysis problem if we try to do it in our physical universe. The idea that time can be viewed the same way we can differentiate length, height, and width is exactly what we've been saying throughout part two of this book. The degree of technical detail in many of these India Daily articles is startling and goes well beyond the space we have in this book to properly describe. One article says that portals can be formed by bombarding the ionosphere with very high intensities of energy. Unless the wormholes are specially processed and manipulated, the physical entity loses all physical attributes at the core. Through the parallel universe, though, the entity can traverse time and space instantaneously. Then comes the real challenge, where the aliens really are way ahead of our civilization. They know how to transform back to physical entities in another wormhole, leading back to our physical universe. According to some researchers, the transformation from physical to parallel universe entities happens automatically once the wormhole is programmed to carry an entity out to a parallel universe. Programming a wormhole is not easy. It can be programmed from the parallel universe easily, but from this side, it will be a classical challenge in terms of numerical analysis. However, advancement in computational algorithms and processing powers will allow us to solve the complex equations and program the wormholes. An article from October 7, 2006 said that time can be detached from space, creating a holding zone in hyperspace that can later be attached to another point in time. The detachment of space and time is achieved through the use of gravitational radiation manipulation. Other articles indicate that there are many parallel realities in time-space, and as paradoxical as this may seem, we can actually coexist in many different locations at once. Do we coexist as a separate entity when we dream? No, say experts. The same entity coexists in multiple time dimensions. This is also true when we think about someone and mentally will them to get something done. How do we travel into the parallel universe? On July 9, 2005, the India Daily technology team said the key to making this Stargate travel possible is the creation of negative mass. This appears to be exactly the same concept as what we've been discussing here, namely that mass converts to negative mass as its internal movement is accelerated past the speed of light. Once the negative mass is created, all the puzzles of time travel, bending space and time, movement in and out of a parallel universe, all can be instantaneously solved as you enter a black hole. If you can accelerate the process of making your mass negative, you can easily pass through. the onboard computers on a spaceship are able to control the mass factor from positive to negative, and so on, just like airplanes balance weight during takeoff, flight, and landing. Once mass of the entity can be manipulated, the travel through wormholes will be easy. This will not only enable us to travel to different time dimensions, but also into parallel universes and beyond. With this technology, we apparently will be able to see any potentially negative events in the future before they arrive and take precautionary steps to change the outcome. Also, if a civilization can see the future and is able to change the future by replacing the time axis, they will reach immortality in the terrestrial sense. That is exactly what the advanced aliens have achieved, and that is exactly what we will achieve in the next few hundred years. On July 22, 2005, further information was given regarding the idea of three-dimensional time, and it sounds very familiar. What really happens in the parallel universe is that the lack of time as a dimension makes living through that environment very different from the physical universe. Like we can walk around in the physical universe from point A to point B, in the parallel universe, it is possible to walk from one time to the next time,